Looking forward to the Channel 10 coverage of the Formula One down in Melbourne, Albert Park. Fantastic track, and it's the start of the season, and former F1 champion will be involved. Alan Jones, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. That time of the year again.
Yes, it is. Thank goodness.
Mate, just firstly, on the changes to the cars this year, a bit wider, more grip with the fatter wheels, more downforce, I think. So they should go quicker.
Oh, they'll definitely go quicker, mate. They'll be sort of 4.5 to 5 seconds a lap quicker.
Okay.
They're wider, longer, as you quite rightly said. They've got wider, fatter wheels and tyres, better aerodynamics. So they'll definitely be quicker.
But Lewis Hamilton will still be the quickest.
I probably think so, yes. Yeah. I mean, he's on top of the game at the moment. Merck are still probably the team to beat at this stage of the game, but I'm happy to report, I think, or I hope, that Ferrari's making really big ingrounds towards them, and I hope that Daniel and Red Bull are going to come up there.
Certainly. Hamilton in the press conference yesterday was saying that Vettel was foxing and not letting on how quick the Ferraris might be. Alan, how hard is it when you've got a dominant force like Mercedes and therefore their technology is obviously a little bit better? How hard is it to, even with the money, to catch up to a team like that?
It's hard but not impossible. I mean, we see it year in and year out. I mean, this has been going on forever. Remember when Michael Schumacher was winning everything in a Ferrari?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, different mark. I mean, Nigel Mansell, I think, won 16 out of 20 races one year in the Williams when he had that car with the leveling suspension and all the rest of it that was designed by Paddy Lowe, who actually was responsible for making or helping to make Mercedes where they are right now. But he's now left them and gone over to Williams.
Mm. Did the sport need a bit of a shake-up? Did the cars have to change? It's hard to believe they've made them quicker. Weren't they quick enough?
Well, I mean, from my own point of view, I don't really believe in... Well, I believe in quickness, obviously, but I defy anybody to stand in the middle of a circuit and see a car going 3 or 4 seconds a lap quicker. Mm. What I want to see is overtaking, racing, passing under brakes. That's what people want to pay the money for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with you there.
The change from your day, mate, to now in terms of what you had to do as a driver and how hard they must have been to the luxuries of the modern driver, but they are saying they'll be a bit harder to drive. Do you think that's the case?
Oh, poor little babies. you know, I mean, how do they do it on 25 mil a year? they've got power steering and God knows what else.
Yeah.
The only worry is, to a certain degree, is that some of the new cars are a little bit heavy and the teams are putting a lot of stress on the drivers to take weight off, and to the extent where it won't be dangerous, but, you know, I just think it's all a bit ridiculous that these guys have got to starve themselves and almost become jockeys.
Yes.
To bring the car down to somewhere where the weight limit is.
It's interesting. They do look like jockeys, don't
remember
they?
Remember Mark Webber was always bigger than a normal F1 driver.
Well, he was taller.
He had the sunken cheeks, didn't he? He had to really watch the weight.
A bit like you in your day, Al.
Well, I mean, they used to call me the big brawny Australian when I was racing. And I think I was about 68, 69 kilos. I mean, God knows what they'd call me now. But at the end of the day, I was certainly one of the bigger drivers. I mean, now they're all sort of like, you know, 64, 65. And Mark was tall, but he was still like a match with the wood shaved off.
Mm. Yeah, he was. Daniel Ricciardo, you're a fan, quite obviously. Can he knock over the big guns? Is he good enough to knock over the big guns? And he needs the car as well, Alan.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's like horse racing, mate. You know, you put a terrific jockey on a donkey, he's not going to win any races.
Correct.
At the end of the day, Daniel certainly has the talent, the tenacity, and whatever it needs to be world champion and to win Grand Prix. And he's probably got one of the best chassis. I mean, Adrian Newey's probably the best designer out there at the moment. But Renault need to give him a bit more horsepower to utilise that chassis and his talent.
Mm. Yeah, it's the interesting side to his team, isn't it? They're not a manufacturer. They bring in all the other components, whereas Ferrari's Ferrari and Mercedes is Mercedes.
Yeah, I mean, they're a manufacturer in as far as they manufacture their own chassis and all the other bits and pieces. The only thing they don't do is make their engine, whereas, as you quite rightly say, Mercedes do everything. I mean, Mercedes have got 700 people just in their engine department.
What, for the F1?
Yeah.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
That's not for the factory building road.
No, Ferrari.
That was for all their
Ferrari's
cars.
Ferrari's probably similar, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, when you talk about budgets, well, I don't think Ferrari's got one.
No, that's right.
No, they think it's a rent a car company. That's what I used to think anyway. Mate, if we say Lewis Hamilton at tab.com.au is the $2.30 favourite, Vettel $4, Bottas, he's the interesting one, isn't he? $6.50, Räikkönen $7, and Daniels $8. Have they got it just about right?
I think they have, to be honest with you. Yeah, I reckon they're pretty spot on, and I reckon that there's a couple of dark horses in there. I mean, mm-hmm. I think Räikkönen went very quickly in pre-season testing. You just don't quite know who's sandbagging. I mean, you know, Hamilton says that that Vettel, you know, they were sandbagging a bit. Well, let me tell you, I reckon that Merck were too.
Mm. Right. Yeah, and Rosberg was the defending champion. That's Bottas has taken his role. And what about with the coverage, mate, all the other stuff that's on the card? We spoke to Garth Tander and the V8 drivers. It's not for points in their championship, but they love it. And they're competitive, right? So they start and they go hammer and tong.
Well, they're racing drivers. They've got egos you can't jump over. at the end of the day, when the flag drops, you know what stops. And it's good kudos for them to rake up another victory, whether it's got points behind it or not.
Yeah, it would be good. Hopefully they'll work it out where they do actually 1 year race for points. If you're going to put all that time and effort in, you may as well be going around for points. Alan, we look forward to your comments over the weekend on the Ten Network. It is exciting times. It's a wait and see because it's the first time we see all these cars in the opening round, and we look forward to it. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, guys.